Hello, my name is Martin Coombs and I'm a researcher at the School of Geography and the Environment. You should now be on Queen's Lane, having walked past the entrance to New College and under the arch. The rest of the lane is enclosed by stone walls and buildings on both sides, and you need to follow it all the way along, eventually meeting the main high street. Before you move on, have a look at the wall on your right, just past the arch as you go round the next corner. This looks like any other old wall in Oxford, with the characteristic black crusts you've just heard about. But if you look along its top, you should see that some plants are growing on the stone. What many people don't realise is that walls and buildings themselves provide a habitat for a whole variety of wildlife. Not only does this include the kinds of plants that you can see here, but also things like microorganisms, lichens, mosses, and even insects and other creepy crawlies like beetles and bees and butterflies. The plants that do grow on stone have to be pretty tough though, because of course they have very little, if any, soil to grow in or obtain nutrients from, and their roots have very limited access to water. They're also exposed to urban pollution. This means that only certain species can live on walls, as they have to be specially adapted to these challenging conditions. This does mean that the biodiversity that built heritage can support is quite unique, and therefore is very interesting to science. As you continue along the lane, with New College on your left, see what kinds of plants you can see on these walls. Depending on the time of year you're doing the tour, you might see some overhanging plants from the college gardens, as well as those that have colonised by themselves. Things like buddleia, cranebills, ivies and grasses are fairly common. Lichens, which you can hear about in a later stop, are also very common on old stone. Further along the lane, as you reach the black lamppost and the sharp right turn, the buildings on your right form part of Queen's College, founded in the 14th century. And you'll get to see the impressive neoclassical facade of this college later as you walk past on the high street. The church on your left is in the grounds of St Edmund Hall College, and you might spot some mosses growing towards the top of these walls on either side. Now, mosses especially like moisture, and so are most common on the tops and bases of walls where it tends to be wetter. Of course, a challenge for stone conservation is to decide whether wildlife is a good or a bad thing. Do we want things growing on our heritage buildings, or alternatively, should we actually be removing it? Well, this is a pretty difficult question to answer because there are arguments both for and against. But generally speaking, woody species that grow in gaps and cracks are thought to be a bad thing for heritage conservation, especially on very old and poor conditioned stonework. But on the other hand, some vegetation can be beneficial by contributing to biodiversity in urban areas or by protecting stone from the elements. And you'll hear more about this in a later stop. Many people also think that buildings look more attractive when they have things like mosses and lichens growing on them. So what do you think? Do you like seeing plants on buildings, or would you prefer them to look new and clean? Think about this as you pass by other locations around the city and keep an eye out for the different types of plants during the walk, because once you start to look, you might just be surprised how much life building stone can support. You have reached the end of this stop. Now exit Queen's Lane and turn right onto the High Street. Walk along this road until you reach the Church of St Mary the Virgin, which is stop D on the tour.